Beauty and the Beast is ruling at the box office. Beauty and the Beast, the new live-action version of this, delivered a monster, no pun intended there, monster second weekend. It made enough to make it the fourth largest second weekend of all time. It pushes the movie to almost $700 million worldwide in just 10 days. Beauty and the Beast is just killing at the box office. Power Rangers debuted in second place. Life, that's that Ryan Reynolds, Jake Gyllenhaal space horror flick, along with Chips. Each of those movies bombed. Not a good weekend. Not a good opening weekend at all for this. All right, so my middle daughter was visiting over the weekend, and we say, hey, do you want to go to the movie? She's like, yeah. She goes, hey, let's go see Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, I don't want to go see Beauty and the Beast. So they went to see Beauty and the Beast. I went to see Kong Skull Island. It was right down the hall from each other. They started and ended at similar times, so that was convenient. What a great flick. I can tell you, I highly recommend Kong Skull Island. By the way, my wife and daughter can highly recommend Beauty and the Beast. They really liked it, okay? But Kong Skull Island, I will tell you, one of the things, I'm not going to give anything away on it, but John C. Reilly is in this thing. He had some very funny lines. It's obviously not a comedy, but there were some very funny lines in there. So I highly recommend Kong Skull Island. Amazing effects. My only complaint with the whole thing was, see, I like to watch credits. I'm one of those people that likes to sit there. It's rare for me to not watch the credits roll at the end. And not just because there might be a, you know, sequel surprise at the end or some little clip that, you know, is like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's one reason. But, you know, I like to read the credits sometimes. I like to see what songs were used or whatever, and they're rolling. To me, that's all a part of the movie experience. Well, when the credits started rolling, you know, 90% of the theater emptied out. All right, I totally get that. It's not everybody's cup of tea. But some people stayed, like myself. However, there's this one lady, while the credits are rolling, there's this one lady sitting behind me and about three or four seats down, and she's got her two sons with her. They're yakking away during the credits. You wouldn't do that during the movie, but for some reason, they felt the freedom to do that during the credits. And I kind of glared over at her, and I'm telling my wife this. And she goes, well, it's the credits. You're allowed to talk during the credits. I go, no, you're not. It's a part of the movie experience. She goes, there's no dialogue going on. This is the discussion my wife and I are having. She goes, there's no dialogue going on. I go, I don't care. What, just when you reach a part of the movie where there's no dialogue, would you be talking? No, I don't think so. So anyway, that was my... So lady, if that was you, yeah, I was looking at you, okay? It's like, you don't have to stay for the credits. But if you are, be quiet. Some of us are trying to watch it, enjoy the music underneath it and everything. Yeah, I'm a terrible one to go to the movies with. I have way too many rules, but I'm just a credits kind of guy. I like them.